Hello and good morning. I am so sorry for the timing of this audio, but I also didn't even think I would record this. I had a girls' night last week that turned into like a pole dancing sleepover and then going skiing and snowboarding and then diapering a vanilla friend and showing another vanilla friend my room, which is filled with diapers and kink items. So, I don't even know where to begin. That's the hard part. Last Wednesday, we ended up going out to dinner. And most Wednesday nights, we have girls' night. It's about, like, three different girls. And it's a great time. But we all end up going out to dinner and getting snacks. And then coming back to my house. And I was like, oh, yeah, I put the pole up. And they know that I can, so they're totally fine seeing toys and things like that around the room, and we just had drinks and listened to music and would just take turns jumping around on the pole and watching tutorials. And that's probably not what everybody does at sleepovers, but it was a good freaking time. And now we all want to take a class. But anyways, one of my friends named Cherry, we used to cam together and we're just really good friends outside of that. Like, that's how the camming we did a couple of times, but our friendship was before all of that, and yeah, just felt like I should also explain that. And the reason is that we're just really close, and that's what I'm trying to explain, is we're really close, we work together, we're great friends, she stays over all the time, she's that friend that comes over and is just at home, and it makes my heart so happy when someone comes in and they just are okay with, like, grabbing food from the fridge, and they're just like, what do we want to do? Or they just bring some work, and we just chill and get things done together. I love our friendship, and we're really close, so she knows about my kink and my kink lifestyle, and I almost just want to have her on here and ask if she'll do an interview or just, like, we'll talk and record it and put it up on here. But she naturally is kind of, like, a little, but I never point it out because it's not really my place, and then just because I'm into it, sometimes I feel like, am I trying to see it, or is that really how they are? And I kind of get that feeling from her, but I just don't really say anything. I don't push it. If it happens, it happens in her own time. And yeah, but she, as long as I've known her, and it's just like this ongoing thing in our friend group, know that she, when she has to pee, she has to pee. There's no time to find a bathroom. And so because of it, oh, this poor girl has peed in, like, cups in the parking lot, cups in the car. Just, like, when she has to go, she has to go, and we're just trying to find where she can go. Not if there's no bathroom nearby, we're figuring something out, because it's gonna happen. And she was telling me that she just doesn't like that, and was like, you know, I was thinking about buying diapers, and I was like, well, just take some for me. You don't have to go to the store and buy a whole, like, bag or anything like that. So she took a couple pull-ups, and I hadn't seen her since. Well, when I saw her on Wednesday, we ended up talking that night, and she was just like, oh, yeah, I used them, and it was great. Like, just gave me peace of mind, and I kind of felt cool having the secret that nobody knew about, and I'm like, yeah. She's like, I kind of get it now. And this was just me and her, so then we decide we're going to go skiing and snowboarding, and we wake up, one of our friends is up exercising before everybody else, and I'm thinking to myself, well, I'll just go to the bathroom and I'll throw a diaper on before we go, because I wear these snow overalls. It's just too much, like, trying to get down and take your skis off and then go, like, it's just this huge ordeal to have to go to the bathroom when you're also out in the snow. So I love to wear and it's cold, so it keeps you warm, just saying. And so my friend Cherry looks at me and she's like, hey, I kind of think I'm going to wear a diaper today because it's going to be too hard to try and find a bathroom on the mountain. I'm like, yeah, you're right. But she's kind of like saying it low. And our other friend who has no idea about my kinks, like, we've talked about kink, like, we're girls, we all talk about it, but I never say anything specific. Like, I'm never like, oh yeah. Because at one point she was like, ooh, people with daddy kinks. And I was just like, hey, don't knock them. And she's like, oh, okay, like, sorry. And that was it. Like, but we didn't say anything. She doesn't know what that means. Like, I could have just meant I like saying that in bed, or, like, it doesn't, I don't think her head went as far as it is, you know? Oh boy. Chiri was really excited. She was like, you should tell her. She's like, tell me what? And now you kind of have to. Because if you don't, that person's just waiting. Now they know there's something they're not being told, which is also just kind of a mean thing. Yeah, I've been debating on it because she comes over to our house now more often. And there's two ways, I guess, you can think of it. Is like, you hide your stuff. Your friends don't need to know. And instead of being lazy, I just pick up all those things every single time people come over. But then there's this other part of me that thinks, well, this is a really close friend. It's a really big part of my life. And so I was like, why? I don't know. Especially because every single time I went into my room, it was just hard trying to shut the door. She kept trying to peep. Like, she's one of those people who's just super curious. So I'm like, well, I feel like I should just tell her on my own terms instead of her just wondering and trying to put things together. She's really smart. So Cherry's like, yeah, just show her the room. Just show her the room. And I have a small video, like, for myself of her going into the room and kind of looking around. And she goes, oh, yeah, I figured. Like, it's not this jaw open, oh my gosh, I can't believe this, or just, yeah, she's a very understanding person. And my favorite is just Cherry being like more excited than anything to show her my room, and was like, but look at these drawers, and starts opening the drawers under my bed and is like, there's so many, and they're in the closet, and look at this, like, just excited, and then just like lays on the bed, like, yeah. And I'm like, all right. Well, so we're sitting on the bed, we talk about it a little bit, it's just nonchalant and, like, very open. Meanwhile, Cherry's like, I don't know which one I want to wear, like, you pick for me, like, just excited. And I go, I change into mine, and put on my snow clothes, and then Cherry goes in the bathroom, comes out, and is like, I think I need help. And she actually had the tapes backwards, because I was like, why is the fit? And then I was like, oh my gosh, once I got to the ends, I was like, oh no. So I had her just, like, lay out on the living room floor. I grabbed powder and ended up not just diapering a vanilla friend, but doing it in front of the friend that we just told. So it goes from you just found out to, like, now your friends are on the floor, like, diapering up. And I looked at her and I was like, can you believe this is your morning? And she's like, yeah, these are just my friends. Like, some people, I think we almost, I didn't want her to have this dramatic reaction. I think some people want that, though. They want people to just be like, oh my gosh, and just like super shocked. But it's funny because as we're in the bedroom on the bed, I'm going to go back a little bit. Cherry was like, you know, I'm starting to just really understand all of this stuff. And I feel like meeting you hasn't like made me this way. I feel like it's just brought out what was already there. Which is really sweet, and also just, I don't know, it's, you don't really get to see that very often from, like, the beginning, and where it goes. And she didn't really quite want to share a boyfriend that she wore, which is understandable. She said, I would rather just figure out how I feel about this and where I'm coming from on my own, and then talk to someone about it, which totally makes sense. I feel like a lot of us do that. You don't really know, and it's hard to talk to people about something you don't even quite know how to explain to yourself, or where you want it to go, or what you want from it, or like what to do about it. Because we all know, like, once you have that feeling, some people can totally just ignore it. They never like explore it. But then there's also this part of you that wants to know what it's like and thinks, why not like enhance my life just a little bit with something pretty innocent. And when we got back, she dropped me back off at the house. We had a great day, and I didn't know if she used it or not. I was like, well, maybe it was just there, but also I know she goes all the time, so I was like, I don't know. And she went to the bathroom at one point, but maybe it was just to check it. I don't know, I didn't really ask. And she's like, hey, can I change at your house? I gave her some more pull-ups, she changed out, and that was it. But then I got home and was really thinking about it, like, when it was just me by myself, like, wow, I showed a friend. We haven't talked about it. I don't think it's going to be something that we do. I think it just makes it easier. I did see her. The next day, her boyfriend came over and ate dinner. We had, like, company over. Made some chicken sandwiches. And then I was like, hey, can I invite her too? We're like, yeah. And she really loves my giant teddy bear. and one wants one for herself, and now when she comes over, she's like, where is he? Like, and I was like, oh, well, the office is kind of a mess. I was filming in there. She's like, I don't care. Like, kind of that, like, I already know. Like, who gives a dang kind of vibe. So I was, like, kind of grateful I told her, because now it's not weird, and I feel like I don't have to hide things, but I definitely not gonna, like, throw it in her face or never just be like, hey, I'm wearing, or I don't think it's gonna be, like, this topic or, like, an intimate discussion. I think it just lifted the curtain of, like, what she didn't know is how, yeah, I don't know. I definitely don't think I'm ever gonna be, like, little in front of my friends or, like, be like, take care of me or anything of that nature. I think it was just, I have a couple of people who come over regularly, and now they know. Especially because she was asking, like, why I had Calico Critters on the couch. Like, I got a new set, and it's sitting on the couch. She's like, why would you even have this? And I was like, well, I just have a lot of kid stuff. I don't know. And she's just like, oh, okay. And this is, like, before I told her. I'm sorry, because this is all over the place. I'm just kind of thinking out loud. But it is interesting, because I don't really have a lot of friends I've told, and there's a lot of times I don't think it's necessary. And then there are times where it's just, like, you're close to someone, and it's not like you really want to, like, share a ton of details, but you're like, well, you might as well know. Especially because she's asked about just going to, like, a general kink event and maybe going to a rope event. And, yeah, I feel like it'd be weird to, like, introduce your friend to kink and be open and, yeah, but then not tell them everything, because then it kind of makes it seem like this shameful thing, and I don't think it is. At all. I think it's just how you approach things. Like, I don't think I need to go out and tell random strangers or just have lots of people know. And I live in a small town and don't want people just knowing that about me. Like, or people I don't know knowing that about me. So it's like a guarded secret that you trust some people with is kind of how I go about it. But I know people are very different. I've dated people who are into wearing and very much into diapers themselves, and they've never told anybody. They're like, yeah, I love my best friend from the third grade. They don't know. They don't need to know. So some people just really don't want to share it. And for some people, it's like, who do I share it with? When is a good time? And it's different. I definitely wouldn't go to a party and be like, hell yeah, I guess what I do. But I think, like, your best friends who you already, like, share your space with sometimes can know. And I think no one can tell you. You just know for yourself whether someone should know or they shouldn't. And how you should go about it or how they might react to that. So, and then especially because the other friend is getting into it, I'm like, I feel like it's just going to start to come up because now it's not just me. So, yeah, that's how I got to go skiing and diaper my friend and let another friend know about my diapers. And yeah. And I did mention that there are three girls, and one of them I haven't told because I don't feel like it's necessary, and we also work together, so I'm just like, nope. But see what I mean? Like, sometimes it's right, and sometimes it's not. Wow. Yeah, just wow. Alright, but I hope everybody else is having a great day, and that you found this interesting. I'm sorry this is a long one. It just felt like a lot, and there's a lot of backstory, and whatever, we've already been through it, but I hope you really enjoyed this audio, and that you have an amazing week, and thank you for supporting me here on Patreon.